400 Moonbase. Moonbase Amalfi on top. Nochmal. So last teretz was, last kash again was, that according to Reb Meir, how come it doesn't go along the kaisel of the door of the tzofen? Why does he have to go in between the shulchan and the mizbeach? Tomorrow gave last teretz was, mishum lavur chayyah, lemeir lehedyah. It's not nice to go straight in, to go along the kaisel of the tzofen, where you see the whole time the entrance into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. More of Rabbi Yossi. What was Rabbi Yossi's svar? He says, no, you could go along the kaisel tzofen. As you're walking along to say that you're seeing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not nice like to look inside. Or Malach, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Chaviv in Yisrael, shlei yisrichen akosav l'shliach. The kaisel is very choshev, they don't need a shliach. A choshev is that. So Rashi learns pshat, the kaisel is choshev, means that anybody could go into the Beis HaMikdash and be mispallel whenever they want. That's a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech, he said when he built the Beis HaMikdash, whoever wants to could come in and to daven. The Rishonim don't like that teretz. The Rishonim and the Ritzvah, they both said that pasuk was talking about even about a goy, that a goy could also go into the Beis HaMikdash to daven. So they learned the pshat is that usually when the Kohen Gadol or when the Kohen goes into the Heichal, he has to wear his mil that makes noise, like to make noise before he comes in. That's like make himself announce that he's coming in. By Yom Kippur, when he comes in, he doesn't have to make any noise. He just comes in quietly. So that he doesn't need a shliach. He doesn't need to announce he's coming in. He just walks in, so that's enough. Therefore, since he's so chashev on Yom Kippur, he's allowed to walk in along the tzofen side, the north side, even though Kesed he's looking into the Penim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, his sheet was he has to walk now on the left side on the Durham side. Because he holds there were two parochas in, and the first, the outside parochas, the entrance, was on the Durham side. That's why he walked along between the Menorah and the Mizbeach. For the Gemara, the Kasha let him walk all the way along the Kaisel, just like we're saying according to Rabbi Yossi. You walk all the way on the right side along the Tzofen wall, why don't, according to Rabbi Yossi, walk all the way on the left side along the Durham wall? So my answer is Poshid, that Meshachre Manya, his clothing will get dirty. Hey, since the menorah was near the wall the whole time, and the light from the menorah made blackness onto the wall, therefore it would dirty his clothing. So we don't want him to walk along that wall. Therefore, he walks between the menorah and the mizbeach. Rashi Meshachri Mani, the god of Mashkirin Ma'oshen HaMenorah. From the smoke of the menorah, the god will get the black. Sheishchir as a kaisel. That a black in the kaisel. Right. Omer Reb Nosson. Amotraxin, not that we learn now about an amotraxin, lo yechriya bo chachomim, ikalofnim ikalochutz. The loch we had by the Beis HaMikdash Arishon, that the dividing point between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel and the Kodesh wasn't stam a curtain of proiches, but there was an amotraxin, there was a wall, the thickness of an amma, that was the mechitza between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's called the amotraxin. So Nosson is saying it's a suffer to the Gemara, to Chachamim, what din does it have? Does it have a din like Penim, like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or does it have a din like the Chutz, only like the Heichel? That's all. So Rashi says, Traxin, what's the Loshen Traxin? What do they call this wall? The wall Amma Traxin. So Rashi says, Loshen Penim v'chutz. Traxin itself, that the Ritva speaks out, Trax is a Loshen of Penim, and Sin is Loshen Chutz. In other words, they were Mesupik Gufa, what din does this one Amma have? Is this Amma considered like the Penim, like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or is it considered like the outside, like the Heichel, like the Kodesh? So that's true, they had to make a mechitza, a wall, the thickness of an amma, but they have a suffix, what din does this amma have? Therefore they gave it a shame, amma traxin. That means it's a suffix if it's called kipnim, or is it called kichutz. Rashi says, kach re'isi b'talmud Yerushalmi. I saw that in Talmud Yerushalmi. For Ryan Ladover, chasidim or yishoyinim or yimachnisim for asem derech atraximin. Ze'elechayvim b'maisim. L'madlo shatrak lashin kinesis p'nimhu. It's lashin of coming inside to the p'nim. So now this wall was a suffix if it had a lock like inside or lock like outside. And that's Pashtip Shah now with Tanakama, now Mishnah. That's why it says by the base of Mikdash Hasheni, since it was much higher, there was at least 40 yamas high. So they can't make a wall 40 yamas high that's only one yamas thick. Therefore they couldn't make the wall anymore. They had to make a proches. Now we had a suffix, where does the proches go? Does it go at the beginning of the Yama or at the end of the Yama? Therefore, we had to make two parochesim. Because like Reb Nosson is saying, we have a suffix, what din does this Amma of the Traxin have? does the amma, the thickness of the wall, is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or is it like the Heichal, the outside? So Mora says, Mastib lo Ravina, my timer, what's your sofik? Why your masufik? What din does this amma have? Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum Nichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Malachim, V'habayi says Shabona HaMelech Shloimoi LaShem Shishim Amma. The bayis that Shlomo Melech built was 60 yamis orkoi long, the esrim rochboi, and 20 yamis wide, u'shloishim amma kamosei. It was 30 yamis tall. That was like the kochim part of the bayis. Uchsiv, the Pasuk says, V'yarboyim v'yamo hoya habois, hua heichol lifnoi. That the first 40 yamis of it was the heichol, not the Kodesh Kodoshim. As the first 40 yamis of these 60 yamis was the heichol. Then the pasuk says, "Ulefnei hadvir esrim amma." Here hadvir here means the kaisel. It means this amma traktsin, that in front of the dvir, in front of this kaisel, was 20 yamis, and these 20 yamis is the Kodesh Kodoshim. Oirich is 20 yamis long. The esrim amma roichiv, 20 yamis wide. The esrim amma kamosi. Here it says it was only 20 yamis tall. That's all. Even though before was mashmim was 30 yamis tall, here it's saying it's only 20 yamis tall. Some unfortunately speak out. Some say they want to say Tzitzis one teretz that this 20 yamis yulis the gemara in Baba Basra, it gives a teretz and says Mishani esri mama kamosim mitzvas kruvim ulamala. It means 20 yamis above the kruvim. Shakruvim shasa shleimoi hoimdim bakarkom amishnei tzidi oran gevoyim esri yamis. The Kruvim itself was 10 Amos high. So it means it was another 20 Amos high, then it stems very good. Before we had that the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, that Shlomo Melech built, was 30 Amos tall. There also, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim was also 30 Amos tall. Just was 20 Amos above the Kruvim. So it says that the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lufnei Hadvir, Eschem Amos, was 20 Amos by 20 Amos. So 20 Amos tall here. Now we don't know Amotraxin. This Kaisel, this Dvir, this Amma, the wall of an Amma, I Mehani Esrim, is it part of the 20 Amis inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Is it part of that Cheshbin? V'Mehani Aboyim, or else is it from the outer portion, the outer 40 Amis of the Heichel of the Kodesh, is that this Amotraxin? In other words, we have measurements that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 Amis, the Heichel was 40 Amis. And we know that there was a wall in between, one amma thick. So the question is, where does this wall go? Is this wall part of the 20 yamas inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or is this wall part of the 40 yamas outside, part of the Heichel? That's the suffix of Rav Nosson suffix. So Mora says, no, what kind of, why is that the suffix? V'dilma maybe, loy mahani esrin, v'loy mahani yaboyim. Maybe no, maybe this wall, the traksin, is not part of the 20 yamas. And it's not part of the 40 yamas. The psukim are only talking about the halal, the ear inside. Like how big was the space inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It was 20 yamis. How big was the space inside the heichal? 40 yamis. What about the kaisel? We're not talking about the kaisel. The thickness of the walls itself, that's a special cheshbon by itself. The kachoshiv and kaiselim like kachoshiv. Mashenkin, the kaisel, the walls, we're not putting into this cheshbon. Like, what do you say your suffix is? We know inside is 20 and outside is 40. And the question is, this one arm of the traktsin is a part of the 20, part of the 40? Maybe no. There was 20 yamas inside, that's the space. There was 40 yamas outside the heichal, that's the space of the 40 yamas. What about the wall in between? That's a different cheshbon. This pasuk is not talking about it. And Teda, I'll bring you Rai for this. The Chol Heichol, the Kachoshev Kasolim, whenever we're talking about the Kaisel, about the walls, Choshev Elibidei, it always puts it in a special Cheshbin. Like we Cheshbin, how much is the inside of the room, how much space there's inside, and then we say separately, how thick is the Kaisel? The Tanan, we learned like this, the Mishnah in Midas. Ha Heichol Meyo Al Am Meyo. The Heichol, that means the Kodshim, the Heichol, this is included, the Heichol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim together, was Meyo Al Am Meyo Al Meyo. Together was 100 by 100. Barum Meyo. Also high 100. Barum, no, Meyo Al Meyo, Barum Meyo. What Kaisel, how do we have this? Kaisel Ulam. First, the Heichol, the Kodshim starts with Ulam. So the thickness of the wall of the Ulam itself was Chomish, was 5 amas thick. And the ulam itself was 11 amis in the space there. So together was 15. Now, inside the ulam is the heichel. Kaisel heichel sheish. The thickness of the wall of the heichel itself was 6. This is the raya, whenever we cheshbon the space inside and the walls, we cheshbon the wall separately. Now we're saying the wall of the Heichal was 6 amas thick. The Orkoi, Arboyim Amma. And it was long Arboyim Amma. That's how wide the Heichal was. The Amma Traxen. And then you had a special Amma, the Amma Traxen, that's the Heichal. That's this Amma Traxen, that's the space of the Kaisel itself. The Chof Amma, no, forget, the Heichal was, no, where the Kaisel Heichal was 6. The thickness of the Heichal was 6. Now the Orko, the length, how much was the space inside the Heichal? Arboyim Amma. 40 Amas, that's the space. You see, the space by the 40 amas means the space of the Heichal. Then it says the Yama Traxen, a special Amma was the thickness of the wall, the dividing point between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then Nochemo, the Chof Amma Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. 20 amas was the space alone inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was Kodesh HaHeichal. You had the wall of the Heichal again, which was Sheish, which was another 6 amas of thick. The Hasor, that's again in back of the Kaisel was the Hasor, that's a place also they used to store things there. Rashi says, the Hasor Sheish, that's Yitziyah Shachure Beis HaProichis. Those are things that projected one out and back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Hasor Sheish, the Hasor there, that's a place used to store things there, was 6 Amis. The Kaisel Hasor Chamish, and the wall itself of the Hasor was 5 Amis. So that's how you have 100 Amis. But our kopon, what do we see? That when we cheshbon the wall of the traxen, it's not part of the 40 and not part of the 20. There's 40 yamas the space of the heichal. There's 20 yamas the space of the kodesh hakadoshim, and there's this special amma traxen in between. So what's your suffix? Rav Nosson is saying you have a suffix. Was it part of the pinim, part of the chutz? It was something by itself. So Mor says poshut elo kedushasay. The mesut his suffix was what kind of kedusha does it have? Avad, do we know the cheshbon is amma is not part of the 40, not part of the 20. It's the cheshbon by itself. But the shalu is what type of kedusha is this one amma of the traxen? E kalufnim, does it have the same kedusha as the kodesh hakadoshim does? Is part of the pnim? E kalachutz, or else no, it's considered part of the heichal. It has the kedushas of the heichal. And when you have to make a zrika zadam in the pnim, if you do it on this amma, you're not yaitza the zrika. The zrika has to be done inside and not outside. So that's Rav Nosson Sofik. Avad, we knew this one Amma is a Amma by itself. It's not part of the Cheshbon of the Panim, not part of the Cheshbon of the Kilchutz. It's the Cheshbon by itself. But the Shaila is, what type of a Kedusha does this have? The Morvahainu Diyomer Reb Yechanan, this is what Reb Yechanan said, that Boyi Yosef Ish Hutzel, that he cleared a Shaila, what's Shan this Posik? His Yosef Ish Hutzel. The Posik says, Udvir Besoich Habayis Mipnimo, Heichin, Lesitain Shom es Aroin Brus Hashem. That the Dvir again, the Dvir is, that's going on the Kaisel, that's the Kaisel Traxen, that's this wall that's dividing. It says, the Dvir, but Teicha Bais is inside the Bais Mepnim, inside. Heichin, prepare it, Lesitain Shom, that inside this wall, that's going to be the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's where you're going to put the Oren, Brus Hashem. So now we boil it, we had a suffix. What does the Pasuk mean, the Dvir, Udvir? That this wall, this Amma Traxen, is it called Kepnim? Does it have Kedushas, Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or is it only called Kehechel? Heichi Kamakru, how does the Pasuk mean to say? Udvir b'soich habayis mepnimo, Heichen l'siten shom. So Rashi learns Hochi Kamakru. Mi yarmina do we say Hochi Kamar? Udvir b'soich habayis means mechitza, osa shemasekis b'soich habayis. Make this mechitza, this Amma Traxen, that's going to divide in the base, in the bayis, between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel. Now, mepnim heichin, ulefnim meyoiso mechitza, and inside, in front of this mechitza, heichin mokam chalalo, make a place there, vezmino lesitin sham es aron, es aron. That's where we're going to put the aron. Alma, what do we see? Devir gufe lav mekdushas penimhu. That the Oren, that this Mechitza is not part of the Pnim, part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pasuk says, in front of this Mechitza, we'll put the Oren. That's where the Kedusha is. That's one shot. Oy Dilma, Hakaka Makrua, O Devir means, Besarech HaBayis Mepnima, Heichel Asit Nisham. In front of this Mechitza, that means the Mechitza itself has Kedusha's Heichel on it. Now inside this Mechitza, that's where it starts the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oy Dilma, the other side is maybe no. Oy dilma hochi komar, udvir besoich habayis mepnima. Rashi, oy dilma hochi komar, udvir besoich habayis mepnima, te mokam hadvir gufei mishel pnim hu. The mokam of the mechitz itself has the locha like the pnim, like the inside. V'yoysen, this mokam, the inside mokam, heichen lesite sham, v'yoysen kanis esorim. Prepare yourself to put the urine inside it. So that's good for Rav Nosson Sofik. Like what's shown this pasuk? Udvir v'seich habayis mepnima doesn't mean to say that dvir the mechitza is part of the pnim. It has the kedusha of kodesh hakodashim. Or do we say no? The dvir itself was called from the outside, and the pasuk is only saying from inside this. That's where we have the kedusha. So that's the suffix of the Gemara, and that's the suffix in the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. To say we have a suffix, what Kedusha does this one arm of the Traxen have? It was not Kamin in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that there was 40 Amos high. They couldn't build this wall on Amosik only. To make it wider, they can't take away from the Mekaymas or the Beis Hamikdash. So the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, you had to have a Pareches. So since you had a suffix, what din does this arm have? That's why you have to have two separate Pareches. For the Gemara, me misafkalei, is it true that like you're saying that ish hutzel, that Yosef ish hutzel had a suffix? What's shown this posik? V'atani, we learned like this: is Isi ben Yudu Weimer. Isi ben Yudu says, Chomesh mikroyes. There are only five psukim by Torah in the Torah that ain't lehem achroam. There are only five psukim in the Torah that we don't know from the psukim itself. What does it mean? Could be we dash in other ways, like Mefarshim speak out close to the trop, because of the pisuk taimim. Maybe we know what it means. But in the psukim itself, we don't know what these psukim mean. But he only says five. The kashrus is he doesn't put in this pasuk in Malachim. Why doesn't he say we have this pasuk also about what's from this pasuk? Udvir b'seich habayis mepnima. But he says there's only five psukim. We have a doubt what it means. Ve'em lo machru. We don't know what the psukim mean. These are the psukim. Pasuk says she'es. Rashi says haloi im seitir she'es. V'loshen slichu means loshen of forgiveness. Oy seis im loisaitiv loshin esias ofenu. We have a suffix what the word seis means. It says im loisaitiv seis. If you're not going to be good, seis. So does it mean seis means loshin slich and saying if you do tshuva will be meichiyu? Or else does it go on the end of the passing and say no? If you don't do tshuva, fakert nesias ofenu, you're gonna have to carry the oven. So we have a suffix. What's shown this word seis? Who adin mishukodim? Another pasuk says mushukodim. Rashi says abo gevi'im mushukodim. By the menorah, there were four like cups mushukodim. Is oy mushukodim kafturel procheim? Does the word mushukodim go on the part of the pasuk before about the abo gevi'im, the four cups of the menorah was mushukodim, or else does mushukodim go at the end of the pasuk and saying kafturel procheim that the flowers should be mushukodim on the menorah? So we have a suffix, this word mishukodim, does it go in the first part of the pasuk or the second part of the pasuk? Vaita mocher, another word. The pasuk says, Rashi says, Tsei hilochim ba molek mocher. Go and fight with a molek tomorrow. That's one way to read the pasuk. Oi, Tsei hilochim ba molek pirit miyad. Go and fight with a molek right away. O mocher anoche nitzav. But tomorrow I'll be standing with you. Vayoy miyad tzorach l'tfilosi. But today you don't need my tefillah. So we have a doubt, we have a suffix, what the word mocha means. Does mocha go in the first part of the pasuk, or does mocha go in the second part of the pasuk? So we have the doubt, what it means, that's the suffix also, what the word mocha means. Right, another doubt is oru. So Rashi over at Soinom Ikru Shor. Oru, does Shor Shel Shem, does it go back on the Shor Shel Shem, Shumi Oru, Kenan, or Oru Apom Kiyaz? We have a suffix. What is this word in the Berachas Yaakov? What does the word Orer go? Does it go in the word Pasuk beginning of the Pasuk? Or does it go at the end of the Pasuk? Another Pasuk, become. Shrashi Hinoch Sheikhe Vimavasecha become. V'chein Remez Loi Tchias HaMesim. Does it go on afterwards? There'll be Tchias HaMesim. Oivikom Hom Hazeh V'zona. It goes on the end of the Pasuk. So these are five psukim, five words in the Torah that we don't know if these words go on before the Pasuk or goes on the end of the Pasuk. But the trailer is only these five words we have a doubt. Now the question is, why wasn't there another doubt? The pshas from our pasuk from Advir, from the Yama Traxon, is it called the Kodesh Kedoshim or is it called part of the Kodesh? More about Tanya, who Yosef ish hutzel, who Yosef abavli, was the same pasuk, the same person. This Yosef ish hutzel, that was our Gemara that said he had a doubt what the word Advir means. He is the same person, Yosef Abavli, who Isi ben Yudah, he's the same person as Isi ben Yudah. Now this is going to be the kasha. Here it says, Isi ben Yudah said, there's only five things we're in doubt what they mean. So the question is, why isn't there a sixth thing? We don't know what this Amatraxon of the Beis Hamikdash was. Was it part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or was it part of the Heichel? That's the kasha. Right? He is Ish ben Yudah, who Isi ben Gur, Aryeh, he's the same person. Who Isay ben Gamliel, the same person. Who Isay ben Malalel. As now you find these names in the Gemara, it's always the same person. Umash Shemoy, what was his real name? Isay ben Akiva Shemoy. That was his real name. Rakoponim, this is the kasha. Why doesn't he have a sixth out? What's pshan the word in Molochim Udavir? This Amatraksin that divided in the base of Migdish between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh, why wasn't he a doubt? What din does it have? So Marin says, in the Torah itself, there's only five words that we have a doubt. What does those words mean? Does it go in the beginning of the Pasuk or the end of the Pasuk? But the Neviyah Ikam, but Neviyim, here we're talking about the Pasuk in Malachim. In Neviyim could be there are a lot of sveikis, what the words mean. Freddy Gemaru, but the Reis Selek, what he answered me in the Torah itself, there's only five words we have a doubt what they mean. Now, where do they blow in at the beginning of the Pasuk or the end of the Pasuk? Ve'ika the boy of Chizda. We have another doubt that the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Eshnari B'nai Yisrael, that they sent the Bechurim of B'nai Yisrael, Vayalu Oilis. The Pasuk says, Vayalu Oilis, and the Pasuk ends off, Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlomim Purim. Now, the question is it one big Pasuk to say, Purim at the end goes on everything, that the Oilis was also made out of Purim, or else no? Maybe we read it like this, Vayishlach Eshnari B'nai Yisrael, Vayalu Oilis, and they brought the Korban Oilah. From what did they bring the Korban Eilah? Maybe that was from Kvosim. Maybe that was from Stam Sheep. Then the Pasuk ends off, Vayizbechu Zvochim Shlomim Purim. And you know they also brought Korbonos of Shlomim, that they brought from Axis. That's one way to read the Pasuk. Oiduma maybe no. Ediv Yidi Purim. Like don't stop in the middle of the Pasuk of Vayishlech Esnar B'nei Yisrael Vayalu Oilis and say that means Kvosim. No. The Pasuk continues on, Vayizbechu Zvochim Shlomim Purim, that the word Purim goes back to everything. That they brought the Oilus and the Shlomim both came from Purim. So see, Rav Chisda had another suffix. What does the word of B'nai Yisrael Oilus mean? Is the Oilus from Kvosim or is the Oilus from Purim? So Moran says, the Rav Chisda Mesafkele, true, Rav Chisda had this for suffix takum. Abul Yisrael Ben Yudit Shitalei, but Yisrael Ben Yudit did not have any suffix about this Shiloh. So we're coming out that, according to us, we hold this Amma of the Traksin, the Taka Sufik, like it's not part of the Cheshbon of the 40 Yamis of the Heichel, or the 20 Yamis of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a separate Amma for the Mechitzer in between, but we have a doubt, what type of Kedusha does it have? Does it have the Kedushas of the Pnim, or does it have the Kedushas of the Chutz? That's why now, by the Beis Mikdash Hasheni, that they couldn't build the Amma Traksin, they had to make two Perechuses. They got Tanakam holds. The next Mishnah says, Now that we're in the base of Mikdash Hasheni, there are two curtains, Hachitzoina, the outer curtain, Hoysa Prufyum in Adorim. It was like folded over, the entrance to it was on the Durim side. On the left side, that was the way you go into the outside Pareches. Openimis, the second, the inner curtain, Minatzofen. There, the folding to go inside was on the right side, on the north side. So Rashi says, Hachitzoina Prufyum in Adorim, Rabbon and Karmilor. This is the Tanakam of the Mishnah before, that holds in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there were two curtains, two perechesim. So Prufi Rashi says, Roisha Kfula, the head of it was like folded over, coupled, doubled over. Letzad Hachutz, V'nechezes Bekoris Shozov, it was held down with a ring, a golden clamp. Liyah is Psuchas V'yamedis, that's the Mokum where it stayed open. With a golden clamp, they kept it open. So now, Mahalach B'nayim. So according to this pshat, that the Kohen Gadol had to go in between the Menorah and the Mizbeach, he had to make like a left turn in order to first get to the Dorim side to go into the first curtain. So Ad Shemegiyah, he had to walk through the Dorim side to go into the curtain. Yeah. Now, Mahalach B'nayim, when he got inside on the left side, on the Durim side of the Pareches, he had to make a right turn now and go all along Ad Shemegiyah L'Tzofen, until he got that to the north side, in order to go into the second curtain. Hegiyah L'Tzofen, when he finally reached the Tzofen side, that's the entrance to the inner curtain, to go to Kodesh HaKadoshim, Hitaka walked inside. Now, Hoifech Panav Adorim, when he got inside to Kodesh HaKadoshim, he turned his face back to Durim. Because now he was all the way on the right side, he had to walk toward the left side a little bit to get in the middle, in between the Oren. So now he was all the way on Sofen side when he entered. So he turned his face towards the Durim, towards the other side, and started to walk through the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mahalech l'smoylo im ha'preches. His left side was touching the preches. because he now was walking this way. He was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, walking along, so the Proichus is over here, he entered over here, and now he had to walk over here to get Bein Abadim. And so on his left side was the Proichus. Ad Shumagili Oren, until he reached the Mokum of the Oren. Hegili Oren, when he reached the Mokum of the Oren, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Noisen Es HaMachto Bein Shnei Habadim. First he put down on the floor his machta, the shovel full of the coals, in between the Bein Abadim. Then, Sober Es HaKteres Agabi Gecholim. Now he poured like a heap. He poured all the Keteres at one time on top of the Gecholim. V'nismale Kol HaBayis Kula Yoshin. And the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim was full of smoke of the burning Keteres. Yotza. Then he went outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Oboloi B'derech Beis Knisosai. The same way he came in, that's the same way he goes out. When he went outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he went into the Heichol, when someone was standing in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, then he said a small tefillah. He didn't daven too long there. That the people outside should not be so scared. His old Klai Yisrael was waiting outside to see if the Kohen Gadol will come out alive or not. So on his way out, he couldn't stay too long in the Heichol, because nobody could come into the Heichol either. So he made a short tefillah inside the Heichol, and then right away he went outside to show everybody they're still alive. And Rashi says, Mahalach, Rashi Achitzayneyim, Mahalach Beneyim, Nichnas Tefrifas Hador, first he went through the outer curtain on the south side, or Mahalach Beneyim, he walked in between the two curtains, Hachimigila Frifas Asofen, till he comes to the north side. Hagila Sofen, when he came to the north side, Umishenichnas Techachlal, when he went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now Hofach Ponaladorim, he turned around his face towards the south side, Leilu, because he has to walk now, Ad Bein Habadim, up until in between the Badim, the staffs of the Oren. Shein Bientza Chlal, that's in the middle of the Chlal, Kodiyam Amar, Oren Shosu Moshe, Hoyeloi Avir Asor Amis, the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Choruach Ruach, it was 10 Amas on each side of it. So Mamash means the Oren was right smack in the middle. And that was part of the Nisim, that there was 10 Amos on the right side of the Oren and 10 Amos on the left side of the Oren. And we know the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim was only 20 Amos wide. So that was a nace. How could the Oren be there? If you had 10 Amos on the right side and 10 Amos on the right side, and the Oren had some thickness to it, where was the Mokum for the Oren to be there? There was no room for it to be there. So that was a nace, how the Oren was able to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Within the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was 10 Amos space on the right side, 10 Amos space on the left side, and some nace, the Oren was standing there, even though there was no room for the Oren. Mahalach lismoyle yad ha-proifes, kesha mahalach mitzofen l'dorim, when he's walking from the right side to the left side, from north to south, smoyle lemizrach, his left side of the Kohen Gadol was facing towards the east side, the ha-proifes hoysle lemizrach, and the proifes was on the mizrach side, ha-chalal. Lebein Shnei Habadim. The Proichus was on the Mizrach side of the Bein Abadim. The Abadim Hoyu Aruchim, Ada Proichus. Now the Abadim were very long, the staff, and they stuck out, they hit the Proichus. Rishoin Echo the Maruv, one staff was towards the Maruv side, the Ashena the Mizrach on the Mizrach side. Echod, I mean the two sides of the staff, Mamash touching the two ends of the Kodesh Kodoshim. Beroishay Orin, Litzofen, Viecha Beroish Lodorim. The Yorach HaMasayim V'chatish Lorim B'neim. It's the Amah of 2 Amas, 2.5 Amas, that's how wide the Oren was. That was the nest, how it stood there, there was no room for it. But those 2.5 Amas, that was the space in between the Bein Abadim. That was in between the two stairs. That's the Mokum we put down the Keteris, in those 2.5 Amas. Now Derech Kinisosai, Kishem Shenichnat Kishaluch L'dorim, Hachigil Yoren, Ponov Kalpi Dorim, the same way he went in, that's the way he walked out. The Beis Achitzen Beheichem. He said a small tefillah in the Heichel, and then he went outside. That's the way the Kohen Gadol did it. So Mora says now, but my yaskinin, like in which base of Migdash is the Mishnah talking about? Ilayim of the Migdash Harishon, if you want to say about the base of Migdash Harishon, that Shlomo HaMelech build, for the Gemara may have a Proichus. In the first bias, we know there wasn't a Proichus there. There was the Amatraxin. In the first base of Migdash, it was only 30 Amas high, so that the Pasuk says clearly there was one Amah, a wall built, between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel. There was no curtain there. It was a wall. There was one Amah thick. So what do you mean he walked in between the two curtains? There was no curtains in the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. It was a wall. Ela B'Mikdash Sheni. You have to say the Mishnah is talking about the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. That there we say since it was 40 Amahs high, it was too tall to build this wall of an Amah thick. Only an Amah wouldn't stand. To make it wide, you can't take away from the Mokum of Beis HaMikdash. So instead they made the Proichus. they had a doubt, what halacha does this Amma have? Is it part of the Kodesh Kedoshim or is it part of the Heichel? Therefore, they had to make two prechesin, one at the top part, one at the bottom part. Fred the Gemara, if the Mishnah is talking about the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, Fred the Gemara, me have the Oren. Was the Oren there in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni?